So we think it's going to get done. Everybody says they want to get it done. So why isn't it done? That's next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. Not only do I host Locked On Rams, but I am also your host for your Rams pre, half, and post-game show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles. Thanks for making us a part of what you do. Here's what I would like to ask you to do. Go click that subscribe button in your podcast feed. Go click that subscribe button in your YouTube feed because we have our Locked On Rams YouTube channel as well. Okay, some things that we're going to talk about today. I want to talk about some of the Rams uniforms that they might be rolling out this year. I think the Rams have some of the best gear in the NFL. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, we're going to talk about some of the rookies and their welcome to LA moments. They don't know the city quite like maybe you do or I do or some of the people that have grown up in and around Los Angeles. That's coming up in just a little bit. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moment, sparkle with jewelry from Blue Nile, and Locked On Sports listeners are going to get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use the code Locked On at checkout. So let's start with this. We were talking about Odell Beckham Jr. and where he is, or more to the point, where he isn't, which is on an NFL roster officially. Right now, it seems like the Rams and Odell have been circling each other, for lack of a better word, for the last several months, and yet he is still unsigned. No one else has signed him either. The Rams have not gotten a chance to officially make it happen, but I thought that it was interesting that Kevin Demoff, the COO of the Rams, said something interesting on the 11 personnel pod. What he said was, "The one variable that hasn't changed is how much we love him and want him to be here. I think he's expressed over social his desire to be here. Am I optimistic we can get a deal done over time? Yes." Okay, so let's start with that. That's the first part of the quote that I want to talk about. This is really, I think it's pretty unusual. I mean, I'm sure that there's an example of it somewhere. Certainly nothing that I remember off the top of my head of a NFL executive, Kevin Demoff, an NFL general manager, Les Snead, an NFL head coach, Sean McVay, all openly saying, yeah, we really want to get this done. We think we're going to find a way to get it done. We're optimistic that we're going to get it done. And we believe that he wants to get it done, yet it's actually not done, right? That you hear these things, and then typically the momentum starts to build and a deal gets signed, and then he's on the roster and you move on to the next thing. Also, what Kevin Demoff said, I think, is interesting because he's right. What Odell has said and done, I think, indicates a desire to be back with the Rams. And why wouldn't he want to come back, right? You've got Matthew Stafford, who is one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And obviously, they developed a rapport very quickly in the limited time that they had together last season. So I think that's meaningful. You have not one, but now you have two very high-level teammates at your same position, which in football is good news. In basketball, not good news. If somebody does the same thing that LeBron James does, I don't want to play on LeBron James's team because I'm not going to get the ball. I'm not going to get to do what I do. In football, if you're Odell Beckham Jr. and you're a great wide receiver and Cooper Kupp is a great wide receiver and Allen Robinson Jr. is a great wide receiver, that is good news for you. That means that no one's getting doubled, or very rarely is anybody getting doubled. The ball's going to go all over the place, and you're going to get lots of opportunity. So the fit is really good. And, of course, as we've said a million times here on Locked On Rams, which is why you should subscribe, the Rams are good. The Rams are going to win a bunch of games. The Rams have a chance to go back and win the Super Bowl again. You know, you got to get lucky, of course. You got to catch a break or two along the way. But the only way you get in the Super Bowl is to get to the playoffs. The only way you get to the playoffs is being really good, and the Rams are really good. So all these pieces fit together. So he wants to be here. He crashed Sean McVay's wedding. Everything that he's said publicly indicates that he'd like to be back, and yet it's still not done. That everybody is talking about this, but no one has officially got his signature on a piece of paper. So why not? Let's go back to Kevin Demoff. With Odell, I think given the rehab and the timeline of coming back probably mid to later in the year, I just think that the sense of urgency from both his side and probably our side and maybe other teams is not right there for him, Demoff said. Okay, so I think that's the answer to the question, why hasn't it gotten done yet, right? The answer to the question is because it doesn't need to be, right? You needed to find a way to get Aaron Donald's deal done. You needed to find a way to do Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford. There's a little bit of a timeline. They want to get it. They're going to be ready to go at the beginning of the season. You want everybody in camp. You want everybody on the same page, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. With Odell, it's a little different because of the injury he suffered during the Super Bowl. He tears up his knee. He's going to miss probably not the whole season, but most of it. You know, Kevin Demoff saying, you know, mid to late season. I think mid is incredibly optimistic. Late season probably seems more likely. I mean, he heard it in the second week of February. We're in the middle of June. So it's only been 4 months, really, for him to do this. This is an injury that, best case scenario, takes about 9 months. And, you know, maybe a more typical timeline is about a year, which means season's almost over by the time that he's getting ready to go again. But I think every other team knows that. I think Odell knows that. I think that everybody's on the same page as far as timeline in this. And the Rams, quite frankly, they have the leverage in this situation. While it would be an incredible advantage to have him, they don't have to have him. If the Rams had a game tomorrow, okay, do you like the Rams wide receiver core? I do. Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, Van Jefferson, let's go. You can win a bunch of games with those guys. Now, Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson, Allen Robinson, and Odell Beckham Jr. is a far better group, but it's not something that you have to have. So the Rams can take their time. They can figure out exactly when it is that they want to do this. They can get it done. The best news is no one is saying, you know what, we're pretty far apart. No one is saying he's free to go sign with other teams. Nobody's saying things like, hey, I think that I might be a good fit here, there, or the other place. These are all things that these guys typically do when they're getting ready to walk out the door. That's not what's going on right here. I expect him to be back. I expect it to get done. I expect him to want to be here. And I think he'll be an important part of this team by the time we get to the playoffs. That's my expectation and a little bit of hopeful thinking as well along the way. Okay, coming up next, I want to talk about maybe some of the things that the guys here in town did not know that well. That's coming up, but not before we talk about our friends at Blue Nile, right? At Blue Nile, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices that you are not going to find at a traditional jeweler. So whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, you can find jewelry as unique as she is with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Build the engagement ring of her dreams or celebrate life's special moments with fine jewelry. No matter what you're looking for, Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7. So in other words, they can help you find something, pick something, design something. They're here to hook you up. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners will get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. And this podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use the code Locked On. One more time. That's Locked On. Plus, every order is insured. It ships free and arrives in a discreet package that will not give away the beautiful gift that's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. The NBA draft is right around the corner, and the ultimate NBA mock draft starts June 16th. That would be tomorrow. With over 50 insiders, nothing equals the ultimate NBA mock draft. The Locked On NBA Big Board draft experts, plus Odyssey insiders. First pick is June 16th. Search Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and follow now so you don't miss a pick. Okay, so odds are, if you are listening to this podcast, that you are from Los Angeles, living in Los Angeles, or at least at some point in your life, spend some time here, right? Not everybody. I understand sometimes you have a weird team affiliation. You grew up in, I don't know, Portland, Oregon, and you picked the LA Rams. Great. Welcome. Happy to have you here. Click that subscribe button both on your podcast feed and on our Locked On Rams YouTube channel. But for the most part, we're talking about people like myself, born here in LA, have lived here in LA for the vast majority of our lives and call this place our home. And so we kind of pick up on the culture and then the situations in and around town. So it's always kind of funny when somebody comes from a different part of the country and is asked questions about, you know, LA, and it's hilarious because they just don't know. And look, if you drop me in the middle of Atlanta and started asking me questions about local Atlanta stuff, I wouldn't know. And I'm sure I would have some stupid guesses along the way. So it would be funny. So that's the idea of this. The Rams put out something on their social media asking some of their newer players, drafted players, undrafted free agents and whatnot, questions about the city. And the answers were pretty great. Now, I did the little quiz myself as these things, and I've got, I think there are five or six questions. I got one wrong because one, I just, it predates me, right? So one of the questions was, which decade was Randy's Donuts opened in Los Angeles? And even if you're not from LA, you probably have seen it in movies and whatnot. The big giant donut on the side of the freeway says Randy's on it. When did that open? I guessed the 40s because it just kind of felt like the architecture and the design, like it feels like the 40s. And think about The Simpsons, like Lard Lad Donuts. That's kind of the takeoff on it. It was the 50s, so I got that one wrong. Nobody got it right except for just a random guess. Now, here's where it got a little weird. These guys were asked, what does Los Angeles translate to? Okay, again, growing up in LA and spending most of my life here, you are around a lot of Spanish words and a lot of Spanish-speaking people. So you kind of get a sense of, not that you're necessarily going to speak Spanish, but you can kind of muscle your way through a lot of it, right? The question was, what does Los Angeles translate to? Okay, you do not need to be a Spanish speaker to take a decent guess at that. The Angels, right? It means Los the Angeles Angels, the Angels. They did not get that one nearly as often as you might expect. So if I'm Sean McVay, if I'm a defensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator, anybody in there, and I'm thinking, we might need to simplify the playbook a little bit if you can't get that. The one that most guys did get along the way is, who is the other AD in town? Okay, which is interesting because you ask a member of the LA Rams, who's AD? It's Aaron Donald, right? It's funny, but I don't think of Aaron Donald as AD. I think of him as AD 99. You think of him as 99. You think of him as just the man, the best defensive player ever. But of course, the other answer was Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is AD, right? I know Aaron Donald's better at his job than Anthony Davis is at his, but it feels like AD has that nickname. Most of the guys got that one right. NBA players, so famous along the way. So you feel like that is one of those things that they should have gotten that right, and most of them did. So I like that they are at least fans of other sports along the way and have figured some things out there. That was pretty funny. One of the other questions that they had was, you know, the iconic Hollywood sign, the HOLLYWOOD, kind of, you know, up, down, kind of the classy. We've seen it a million times, right? It's in movies and everything else. The original sign on the hill there did not say Hollywood. It said something else. And the question was, what was the something else? And nobody got, and again, this is like back to the 20s or 30s, so way before any of us, right? And if you are, by the way, if you are somebody over, you know, 100 years old that's listening to this podcast, hit me up in the comments. I would love to hear from you. I got questions. It said Hollywood Land, right? That's what they used to call it, Hollywood Land. And the land a million years ago got taken off the sign, and now it's just Hollywood. Nobody got that one right either. And again, it's just, it's new to the city. It's, you don't really know. But this is my thing, and maybe it's generational. Maybe it just happens, and maybe it's just me because I pay attention to stupid stuff along the way. But I feel like one or two people would have run into that at another point, right? You see old pictures of the city. You see, you know, old movies that have had it in there. You would think that would have popped up at one point or another. The point is, welcome to LA, fellas. Welcome to Los Angeles. Immerse yourself into what it is that we do here. Get yourself some street tacos. Get yourself some bacon-wrapped hot dogs out on the street corner and just kind of welcome yourself into the city. Start to immerse yourself. So when you see this little, how do I do it right here? No, other hand, this little bubble dome here thing. When somebody says, what is that? you will know that that's the Griffith Park Observatory. You will know that just down the street is the Greek Theater. You will know the Hollywood Bowl. You will know all the things, and you will be an LA local. And not only will you play for the Rams, and not only will you be a part of everything that's going on here, but you'll be able to tease the new guys who come in town and don't quite know what's going on. Okay, coming up next, we'll talk a little aesthetics. Little Mr. Blackwell comes to Locked On Rams, and I guess in this case, I'm Mr. Blackwell. We'll talk about some of the uniforms that the Rams are going to roll out coming up next season. But first, let's talk about Built Bar. So they showed up at my house the other day, right? The Mud Pie Built Bars. And let me just say, you heard me talk about the coconut almond a lot. I told you about how much my kids have loved the birthday cake puffs and all those things. We have a new leader in the clubhouse, Mud Pie. You know that the guys at Built are always coming out with amazing new flavors, but they have outdone themselves with the Mud Pie flavor. If you're not sure what that tastes like, well, if you're a chocolate fan, it's the best chocolate flavored thing you're ever going to eat. It's rich whipped cream and chocolate mousse smothered in 100% real chocolate and topped with a cookies and cream crumble. Yes, it's as good as it sounds. And like all Built Bars, they're covered in 100% real chocolate, which means they are not only healthy, but they are tasty as well. 16 grams of protein, 150 calories, only 8 grams of sugar, and it tastes amazing. Had a little argument between the kids. No, I get the last one. No, I get it. I got the last one. That's how it goes. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off of your order. Again, the promo code is LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Okay, so I have a bit of a confession to make. I don't know if it's a confession. I love uniforms. I love sports uniforms, baseball uniforms, football uniforms. I can't get enough of the ones that I really like. And I'm a homer. I'm going to admit it. For my money, the best baseball uniform in the history of the world is a Dodger uniform, right? Because not only is it blue, which I love, but it is a whiter than white on their home uniforms. It's not just like you look at the Seattle Mariners and when they wear their home white uniforms, it's white, but it doesn't look like that. Like the Dodger uniform is glowing. It is so white, the perfect Dodger blue, the script, the way that the Dodgers is written. And then of course you got the little red number on the front, which just brings the whole thing up. I absolutely love it. The point is, I think about this stuff a lot. There are bad uniforms. There are good uniforms. When the Rams returned from St. Louis and had that dreadful gold and navy thing going on, it was like, oh man, come on. And then they started wearing the white horned helmets, which I liked. It wasn't great, but it was a lot better than those gold things that they had back in St. Louis. And then they started wearing the throwbacks from like the late 70s and early to mid 80s. The ones that you think about when you see Eric Dickerson, right? When he was at his absolute best. Those sort, and those were amazing. So when the Rams are going into SoFi and the Rams are trying to rebrand themselves here in Los Angeles, it made a lot of sense that they were going to brand themselves with a new uniform style. And it was a little dicey, shall we say, because you're messing with something that everybody loves. The Ram horned helmet is one of the coolest ones in sports. The Viking horns, I think, are pretty cool. And of course, you got classics like the Steelers in there. You know, Dallas Cowboys is iconic with the big star. I get it. There are other really good ones. But the Rams helmet, first of all, the horns, they were the first team ever to put a design on their helmet a million years ago. Good for them. They kind of sparked the whole idea. So when they were going to redesign the horns, it was kind of, you're really sure you want to do that? And they came out with what they've worn the last couple of years, which is more of a modern version. And I'll just be honest. When it first came out, I was, shall we say, lukewarm at best. It was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like the other ones were so good. And I have something that doesn't feel nearly as good. Now, anytime something's new, it's going to take a little bit to grow on you. And these did. And then you see them, and then when the bone uniforms, and it's not great, and the blue ones are not super great, but the modern throwbacks, as they call them, the ones that look the most like the ones from the 70s and 80s, those are amazing. Those are just a great uniform. It looks a lot like what they were talking, yellow pants, you're talking the blue jersey, and then, of course, the stylized Rams helmet. It was just the best thing that they've put together, right? Classic white, blue, yellow jerseys go along with their other two studs. Just perfect. Well, they're going to wear those more, and there is some anticipation that they might throw some other things out there as well. Look, here's not that anybody is asking me, but this is my recommendation for what you need to do with these uniforms. Wear the modern throwbacks as often as you can. They're terrific. I understand sometimes you go on the road and you can't, you know, get to choose exactly what it is you want to do. But if you want to throw in throwback throwbacks, if you want to go Eric Dickerson era, Pat Hayden era, Vince Ferragamo era, let's go. I'll do that. That sounds good. What we don't want is anything that is kind of that halfway in between thing. And if we just decide to get rid of the bone uniforms, I don't think anybody's going to be too upset about that. I don't think anybody's going to be pining for the days of, hey, what happened to that whole white on white ensemble? We're good. Modern throwbacks, the ones they wore in the Super Bowl, the ones that you see in most of the social media posts that they put out there, those are the ones that we're interested in more than any of the others because it is clean, it is awesome, and it's just enough like the ones that we all loved a million years ago. Bring them back. So here we go. Let's run out the new ones. We'll see. Maybe they'll work. Maybe they won't. Modern throwbacks plus real throwbacks equal Travis, host of Locked On Rams, being very, very happy. You're going to be up in the comments, too, and let me know what you think about those as well. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keeping fans dialed in with the biggest stories and latest news from around the league because an offseason does not equal a break in the action. Follow Locked On NFL every day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Click subscribe to Locked On Rams. Click subscribe to Locked On Rams on YouTube. And until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.